Yoga helps in the coordination and control of the subtle forces within the body. Yoga brings in perfection, peace, and everlasting happiness. Yoga can help you in your business and in your daily life. You can have calmness of mind at all times with the practice of yoga. You can have restful sleep. You can have increased energy, vigor, vitality, longevity, and a high standard of health. Yoga transmutes animal nature to divine nature and raises you to the pinnacle of divine glory and splendor. The practice of yoga will help you to control the emotions and passions. It will give you power to resist temptations and to remove the disturbing elements from the mind. It will enable you to keep a balanced mind always and remove fatigue. It will confer on you serenity, calmness, and wonderful concentration. It will enable you to hold communion with the Lord and thus attain the summum bonum of existence. If you want to attain success in yoga, you have to control the mind skillfully and tactfully. You will have to use patience, to use judicious and intelligent methods to curb it. If used force, it will become more turbulent and mischievous. It cannot be controlled by force. It will jump and drift away more and more. Those who attempt to control the mind by force are like those who endeavor to bind a furious elephant with a thin silken thread. A guru or preceptor is indispensable for the practice of yoga. The aspirant in the path of yoga should be humble, simple, gentle, refined, tolerant, merciful and kind. If you have a curiosity to get psychic powers, you cannot have success in yoga. Yoga does not consist in sitting cross-legged for 6 hours, or stopping the pulse or beatings of the heart, or getting oneself buried underneath the ground for a week or a month. Self-sufficiency, impertinence, pride, luxury, name and fame, self-assertive nature, obstinacy, idea of superiority, sensual desires, evil company, laziness, overeating, overwork, too much mixing and too much talking are some of the obstacles in the path of yoga. Admit your faults freely. When you are free from all those evil traits, samadhi or union will come by itself. Practice yam and yam. Sit comfortably in Padma Siddhasana. Restrain the breath. Withdraw the senses. Control the thoughts. Concentrate. Meditate at the time. Asam prayata nirvikalp samadhi. Unit with the Supreme Self. May you shine as a brilliant yogi by the practice of yoga. May you enjoy the bliss of the eternal. Oh.